When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Something tells me tonight is the night. Something tells me the lights will be extra bright. Something tells me the room will be filled with perfume and my heart will be filled with romance. Something tells me that this is the place. Something tells me that this is the very place. Something tells me the wine will be fine when we dine and the music divine when we dance. Strange as it seems, stars appear to be showering down. And as in all of my dreams, we're on top of this shimmering town. With your windswept face and your upswept hair and your favorite downswept gown, something tells me you wanted me here. I'm so glad that you wanted me near. That I've lost all control, I'm in love with the whole human race. For tonight is the night, and this must be the place. Something tells me tonight is the night. Something tells me we'll take a fantastic flight. Out of time, out of space, close together we'll race to a place full of heavenly bliss. Something tells me the moment is due to recapture the rapture that once we knew. But it can't happen here, for it's clear that you're merely thin air when we're sharing a kiss. Spin with me now, spin away from the clamoring crowd. Come and begin with me now, this adventure that fate has allowed. We'll be high above, in the sky above, on your favorite star-crossed cloud. Something tells me the hour is at hand to escape to a happier land. I so long for your touch, and I want it so much I could die. Here's my life in your hands. Let's get ready to fly.
Put your listenership in my hands. This is Larry Maslon, your host to Broadway to Main Street. And of course, that was none other than Sir Noel Coward. And something tells me that if you're a fan of Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting emanating out of the definitely autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York, that you'll enjoy the next 59 minutes and 12 seconds as we look at one of my favorite musical theater oddities, High Spirits, the 1964 musical made out of Sir Noel Coward's wartime drama Blithe Spirit. Now, this was the kind of show that represented a bit of a pivot back in Broadway in the 1960s. It ran a year, practically, and had a London production and had a couple of pop hits that came out of it, which we'll listen to, and had a great cast, Tammy Grimes, Edward Woodward, and the one, the only Bee Lilly, and yet it's never been revived, never really caught on. Interesting, it just sort of got swept away by things like Funny Girl and Fiddler and Hello Dolly and all the things that happened in the mid-60s, but still has a lot to recommend. All right, so we'll take a little tour through it. Coward's play was a great comedy. I had the pleasure of directing it myself once upon a time. And it had a kind of wonderful comic idea, which this slightly seedy, as his wife refers to him, mystery writer named Charles Condamine has a second wife named Ruth, but he's somewhat fascinated by his previous wife, Elvira, who was a real hellraiser, who has died, obviously. And there's a seance, and Madame Marcotti, a very eccentric medium, a happy medium, comes into their house to do sort of a seance that he's trying to observe for a mystery novel, and winds up bringing his dead wife back as a ghost. So you have this triangle between the husband and his current wife, who's sensible and a good egg, and his earlier wife, who was impossible and difficult and unfathomable, but she's back as a ghost. So that kind of interesting triangle, sensible people versus who we like versus unsensible people who we adore, is sort of beautifully realized by Coward. We'll talk more about the show as we go through. Coward directed it. He did not write it. It was written by Hugh Martin and Timothy Gray. Hugh Martin from the MGM days, and Timothy Gray, who I don't know he did much else, but they did a great job with Blythe Spirit, an improbable musical comedy. So let us listen to the overture from the British version from 1965, because I think it just pops a little better.
night. Walking down the street to meet you, was she prettier than I?
That was Jan Waters from the West End production, opened in late 64 and ran in through in 1965. And that's the character of Ruth, sort of wondering sadly whether Charles's first wife still casts a long shadow. Well, the character who pulls that shadow out into reality is Madame Arcati, the happy medium played by Beatrice Lilly. And for Beatrice Lilly to do a book musical in the 1960s, a little bit, you kind of had to be there, folks, but it was a big deal. She had made her name in the 20s in these reviews written by Coward in the 20s. So their association went all the way back, and they had this incredible love-hate relationship where, you know, Beatty drives me mad with her, you know, mannerisms and silliness. She was a nutcase of the first order, but boy, was she magical on stage. Here is the bicycle song, Madame Arcati's first number from High Spirits.
Give me a bike, give me a lane, give me a spin in the sun or the rain. I love to swoop, I love to swerve, I love each highway and byway and curb. Pop, 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 here comes a hill. Thump, 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 oh, what a thrill. With a flick of the wrist I can turn, I can twist, I can lurch, I can list, I can fly. I send the old spokes round and around, feeling my wheel is a mile off the ground. Banishing care, banishing gloom, zooming as fast as a witch on a broom. Some folk like a swim or a hike, but what I like is my bike. If it's catching the grip you want, it's a ship you want,
it's a ship you want.
If it's worry and strain you want, it's a train you want,
or a plane you want. But if you're bored with scooter and Ford and all of
when I sing. Let all that oxygen tone up your skin. Rush, rush, rush into the fray. Mush, 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 pedals away. If your heart starts to pound and your head spins around and you fall to the ground in the dust, just pick yourself up, brush yourself off. Stick out your tongue at the people who scoff. Rhythm's a thing, don't miss a beat. Whistle Ravel as you roll down the street. Tramps and tubes make up a strike. That wouldn't affect me at all, so let them strike. I won't have to hike for the thing I like is my bike.
Boom. Well, as I said, Madame Arcadi in high spirits bikes to the seance and without really knowing why or how conjures up the spirit of Charles's first wife, Elvira. And here is Mel Torme, our good friend Mel Torme. We didn't use this song the other day on our Mel Torme show to sing, I would say, the one song that really broke through. It didn't really get on the pop charts, but jazz artists still continue to do it. Shirley Horn does a wonderful version. But let's hear Mel Torme sing Elvira's song to Charles.
You better love me while you may. Tomorrow I may fly away. I want your gentle touch, your continental touch, your elemental touch, and you want me to, oh, I know that you do. You better love me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear, so don't let this miracle melt away. The clock ticks fast above me, if you think fondly of me, better love me while you may. While you may, you called me back with a silent plea from another time, another place, another me. You called me back and I found my way to a half-remembered, half-forgotten yesterday. But I might not stay, so remember, baby, you better love me while I'm here. I have been known to disappear, so don't let this miracle melt away. Clock ticks fast above me, if you think fondly of me. Love me, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me. You better love me while you may.
Now, that's my idea of a great standard. It works on its own level, and yet has a little narrative tweak to it. Tomorrow I might fly away because she's a ghost. Well done, Hugh Martin and Timothy Gray. Well, let us go back to the master himself, Noel Coward. Here is a recording he did with Margaret Leighton of the play Blithe Spirit, and we'll hear a little bit of the scene that leads into the kind of fight that Charles and Ruth have the morning after Elvira appears. So here is the man himself, playwright and actor, Noel Coward.
Good morning, darling.
Good morning, Charles.
It certainly is.
What certainly is what?
A good morning. A tremendously good morning. There isn't a cloud in the sky and everything looks newly washed. Anything interesting in the Times?
Don't be silly, Charles.
I intend to work all day.
Good.
'Tis extraordinary about daylight, isn't it?
How do you mean?
The way it reduces everything to normal.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
I'm sure I'm very glad to hear it.
You're very glacial this morning.
Are you surprised?
Frankly, yes. I expected more of you.
Well, really?
I've always looked upon you as a woman of perception and understanding.
Perhaps this is one of my off days.
I take back what I said about it being a good morning. It's a horrid morning.
You'd better eat your breakfast while it's hot.
It isn't.
Now, look here, Charles. In your younger days, this display of roguish flippancy might have been alluring. In a middle-aged novelist, it's nauseating.
Would you like me to writhe at your feet in a frenzy of self-abasement?
Well, that would be equally nauseating, but certainly more appropriate.
I really don't see what I've done that's so awful.
You behaved abominably last night. You wounded me and insulted me.
I was the victim of an aberration.
Oh, nonsense, you were drunk.
Drunk?
You had 4 strong dry martinis before dinner, a great deal too much burgundy at dinner. Heaven knows how much port and kimmel with Dr. Bradman while I was doing my best to entertain that mad woman. And then 2 double brandies later, I gave them to you myself. Of course you were drunk.
So that's your story, is it?
You refused to come to bed. And finally, when I came down at 3 in the morning to see what had happened to you, I found you in an alcoholic coma on the sofa with the fire out and your hair all over your face.
I was not in the least drunk, Ruth. Something happened to me last night. Something very peculiar happened to me.
Nonsense.
It isn't nonsense. I know it looks like nonsense now in the clear, remorseless light of day. But last night it was far from being nonsense. I honestly had some sort of hallucination.
I'd really rather not discuss it any further.
But you must discuss it. It's very disturbing.
Well, there, I agree with you. It showed you up in a most unpleasant light. I find that extremely disturbing.
I swear to you that during the séance I was convinced that I heard Elvira's voice.
Well, nobody else did.
I can't help that. I did.
You couldn't have.
Later on, I was equally convinced that she was in this room. I saw her distinctly and talked to her. After you'd gone up to bed, we had quite a cozy little chat.
And you seriously expect me to believe that you weren't drunk?
I know I wasn't drunk. If I'd been all that drunk, I should have a dreadful hangover now, shouldn't I?
I'm not at all sure that you haven't.
I haven't got a trace of a headache. My tongue's not coated. Look at it.
I've not the least desire to look at your tongue. Kindly put it in again.
Ha ha, I know what it is. You're frightened.
Frightened? Rubbish. What is there to be frightened of?
Elvira. You wouldn't have minded all that much even if I had been drunk. It's only because it was all mixed up with Elvira.
I seem to remember last night before dinner telling you that your views on female psychology were rather didactic. I was right. I should have added that they were puerile.
That was when it all began.
When what all began?
We were talking too much about Elvira. It's dangerous to have somebody very strongly in your mind when you start dabbling with the occult.
She certainly wasn't strongly in my mind.
She was in mine.
Oh, she was she?
You tried to make me say that she was more physically attractive than you, so that you could hold it over me.
I did not. I didn't give a hoot how physically attractive she was.
Oh, yes, you did.
Who's this wench in my hair? Who's this lass with the deadly air? The shrew I see is strange to me. She couldn't be the girl I married. She was sweet. Swell. Now heaven has turned to hell. She's hard as nails and off the rails. Where is the girl I married?
He was tweedy, now he's seedy. He looks so helpless, hopeless, and
thank you.
smokes. You need no aspirin in your coats. No Benzedrine in your Ovaltine. Just go, go, go into your trance. No opium or cocaine fix. You don't need heroin or the fix. No me and you smoking tea for two. Just go, go, go into your trance. At the least, it's the most. Going under is a wonder, it's insane. It's way in when you're out. It's like crazy when that haziness is blacking out your brain. No mescaline or secanol. You don't need none of that jazz at all. For ecstasy to the nth degree, just go, 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 go into your trance.
You need no drinks, you need no smokes, you need no aspirin in your coats, no Benzedrine in your Ovaltine. Just go, go, go into your trance. No mescaline.
One of those numbers from a 1960s musical, the one we're looking at today, High Spirits. That was actually Cicely Courtnage, a personality almost completely unknown in America, but a major, major star in England in the 40s and 50s, who it's during the war in particular, who returned as Madame Arcady for the West End production and drove Coward bananas. One of the great things about Blithe Spirit, the play that the musical is based on, is Charles and Elvira had a connection to the song Always by Irving Berlin. And of course, they weren't going to interpolate Always into High Spirits, but here is a very clever version or take on that song. Here's Edward Woodward and Tammy Grimes. Is the first time we've heard Tammy so far? I think so. As the delicious, devilish Elvira in High Spirits.
Elvira, you always behaved very, very badly.
Oh, Charles.
Still, we had some good times together, didn't we?
Mm.
Elvira, I have a surprise for you.
I love surprises.
Yes, I know. Listen.
The leaves will float on the breeze.
What about that, eh?
What about what?
Not the song.
That's very pretty.
Forever and a day.
You mean you don't remember it?
Should I?
You played that record 30 times without stopping on our wedding night.
Oh, Charles. Of course I remember it, you sentimental old darling. You kept it all these years. Of course I remember it. It's all coming back to me.
It isn't, and I'm upset.
No, it is.
And you'll see the love we'll give through the years will grow and live through the years forever and a day. That
was the show's co-score writer, Timothy Gray, as the voice on the Victrola. Here's another great song that's sung by Elvira and Charles that had a little bit of currency. Here is Marlene Verplank singing I Know Your Heart by Heart.
Oh. innocent, so wise. I know those eyes by heart. I know your smile by heart. And when it's this naive, there's something up your sleeve. So neat, so deceitfully sweet, is every feature of your face. And what's more, I know your heart by heart. It's light as a feather, tougher than leather, so I'll go on wondering whether we should be together or apart. For I know your heart by that cheating heart by. I know your heart by heart. I know your heart by that cheating heart by.
You silly human beings try to speed the traveler's pace with super jets and rocket ships and probes to outer space. But there upon the other side, we laugh at every probe. For there, we only have to think to whiz around the globe. So close your eyes and concentrate with me and see what fun an astro voyage can be. Lunch in London or Gate Ferry to Singapore in time for tea. Flying is the life for me. I get around faster than sound. Two old fashions in Tokyo, then dinner down in Mexico. What a kick it is to go flying around faster than sound. California, there I went. Breakfast in the Paw. Hello, Broadway. Goodbye. I can't stop at all, cause I wanna have my lunch in London or Gay Paris. The dizzy circle starts again, all because I got this yen to be found off the ground. Getting round faster than sound. Is still the pursuit of me. I've got a matador in Lisbon.
Lisbon, an Eskimo in Nome, an athlete in Athens, a movie star in Rome, a comrade in Moscow, a Raja in Bombay, in Israel a Yingle, a dude in Santa Fe, and it's comfort in the know. There's a peace car everywhere I go. Myself coming back. I'm just a crazy mixed up ghost.
And the curtain comes down on Act One of High Spirits, the musical version of Noel Coward's Blithe Spirit. That was Marty Stevens from the West End version. But let us go back. We'll bring the curtain back up. You're listening to Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And we're looking at a show that I've always loved. I remember the moment I bought the cast album. It had a sort of slightly gray and purple icky cover, but boy, what lay inside was tons of fun. I hope you think so too. This is a lovely ballad between Ruth and Charles, his current wife, whom he's trying to make up with, at the top of Act Two of High Spirits, Edward Woodward and Louise Troy.
If I gave you fields of clover, beds of flowers pink and blue, crowns of laurel, walls of ivy, would you let me walk with you? If I gave you prides of lions, teams of horses two by two, and a school of flying fishes, would you let me dance with you? A casket of jade, a cluster of pearls, a shower of stars for your curls. But I have no prides of lions, and my pearls, alas, of you, but for worlds of loving heartbeats, would you let me stay with you?
If you gave me rings of diamonds, silver buckles for my shoes, gowns of velvet, bands of ivory, maybe I would walk with you. If you gave me strands of coral, rays of sunlight, drops of dew, clouds of perfume, fleets of gondolas, maybe I would dance with you. but for worlds of loving heartbeats, I would gladly stay.
Off and I rub my eyes. What's the first thing I want at hand? What's the first thing that I demand to see? It's my Ouija. When I watch the sun in the eastern skies rising over my garden wall, then I turn to the love I've always adored, my Ouija board. Ouija, whom do you love most in the world? Why? Oh, you little darling. All through the daytime, it's make time, just one long playtime. 'Cause I spend the day talking to you. You make the night time a bright time, and oh so bright time, 'cause I spend the night talking to you. When we're apart, I get an itch to touch you. My foolish fingers fairly twitch to clutch you. When you're beside me to guide me and gently chide me, I'm a happy medium, it's true. 'Cause I'm happy talking.
Beatrice Lilly, who was nominated for Best Actress in a Musical and got the reviews of the season in high spirits. Alas, poor dear, Carol Channing and Barbara Streisand also got reviews of the season that year. High spirits, nominated for 8 Tonys, alas, went home with none. But I thought it would be a nice lead-up to Halloween, our Halloween show next week, to hear a little of this ghostly goings-on. Here is one of my favorite trios ever, Tammy Grimes, Edward Woodward, and Louise Troy, as Charles torn between two women. What in the world did you want?
We all agreed that as Ruth and I are dead, it would be best to dematerialize as quickly as possible. But perhaps you don't want us to go quite enough.
I certainly do.
Well, you must have a very weak will then. I always suspected it.
First, it was my mother who ordered me about, in a voice that sounded rather like a sergeant major shout. Then came dear old Nanny, who radiated gloom. Her one pleasure was to clout me till I spun across the room. The girls at children's parties drank my tea and ate my cakes. Later on in their teens, they were tough as marines and as slippery as snakes. A few years later, I paid the ultimate price by getting married. Not once, but twice.
I was wise, I was kind, I was neat.
I was charming, exciting, and sweet. I had all of the fire any man could desire. What in the world did you want?
I brewed coffee all night and all day, and I brought you your lunch on a tray.
When you woke from your nap, I was always on tap.
What in the world did you want? I sat still while you blandly misquoted every poem you thought you knew. We were both of us over-devoted, and we doted on no one but you.
I was honey and sugar and spice.
So was I, and what's more, I was nice.
We were good, you were bad, your conceit drove us mad. You're a cad that we're glad we can haunt.
What in the world?
What in the
world? What in the
world?
What in the world did you want?
You were always relentlessly right, domineering from morning till night. You were both far too sure of your deathless allure.
What in the world did you want?
You were feckless and reckless and vain. You betrayed me again and again. You two darlings combined drove me out of my mind.
What in the world did you want? When your ranting and roaring was boring, our behavior remained serene. And we also put up with your snoring, which was louder than God Save the Queen.
I gave love that was tender and true, which was utterly wasted on you. For you treated all that like a vulgar new hat you could over emphatically flaunt.
What in the world?
Not in this world.
What in the world?
Or the next world.
What in the world?
That is towards the conclusion of High Spirits. And I just think that's one of the coolest lyrics ever. When your ranting and roaring was boring, our behavior remained serene. And we also put up with your snoring, which was louder than God Save the Queen. That's a good one. If I had written that, I'd have, you know, taken off the rest of the day, bought myself lunch, and maybe even a martini or two. Well, I hope you enjoyed our roundup of High Spirits. It's kind of a fun show to play in advance of Halloween. And of course, we'll have our annual Halloween show next week with Count Larry Maslon. Ghost of a Chance, I think, is the title. And we'll do more high-spirited songs from the Broadway, cabaret, and film canon. Well, High Spirits ran slightly less than a year on Broadway. As I said, it was never really revived in any major, certainly was never revived on Broadway, but it does offer these great little character parts for people, and I think it's extremely well musicalized for what it is. It definitely follows the My Fair Lady train of opening things up, and if you have three delightful performers, as you certainly had on Broadway, Tammy Grimes and Bea Lilly, and Edward Woodward, who went on to, of course, become the Equalizer, you have a fun evening. So this is one of the more obscure shows we tend to cover on Broadway to Main Street, but I hope you enjoyed it because, as you probably know if you've been listening, I have a lifelong affection for Sir Noel Coward. So with a doff of our spiritual ectoplasmic hat to Eric Comstock, we are going to finish with a song that happens a little earlier. It's not the finale of Act Two. It happens a bit earlier, called Home Sweet Heaven, one of those Liszt songs. And as I said, Hugh Martin and Timothy Gray wrote the score, but Coward, being who he was, I'm sure threw in a few stanzas, and I think by the time the show transitioned to the West End, actually recorded all of his extra stanzas. So we'll hear Tammy, Inter Sir Noel, Home Sweet Heaven, to me a Liszt song worthy of the very best of Cole Porter. But then again, the very best of Cole Porter is just as good as the very best of Noel Coward. So there you are, folks. Thanks for buzzing around faster than sound on this goofy little show. I hope you enjoyed it.
It's very simple. No angel choirs, but we have stereo and merry open fires. Caruso sings there. Salome swings there in my home sweet heaven. My house is modest, it's by Bernini, and I've a feeling that the ceiling's by Cellini. The brothers Adam both call me madam in my home sweet heaven. We all sit round King Arthur's table, Freud and Cain and Abel, Barnum and Bailey, Oscar Wilde and me. And it's such fun when Julius Caesar, Proust and Saint Teresa drop in for a cup of tea. Disraeli's darling, Homer's hearty, and Joan of Arc's the type who sparks the dullest party. We split a bottle,
with Aristotle in my home sweet heaven. After I've lunched with Keats and Shelley, posed for Botticelli, Martin Luther asks me out to dine. And it would really bore you over watching Casanova try to flirt with Gertrude Stein. She's a gaz, is a gaz, is a gaz, is a gaz, is a gaz. Delilah's dreary, but Samson's handsome, and with his good looks, Robin Hood looks fit for ransom. When I get roses from dear old Moses, and it's seventh heaven, eleventh heaven, I'll miss the love and laughter rippling and the tippling.
Simple, no angel choirs, but we have stereo and merry-open fires. Caruso sings there, Salome swings there in my home sweet heaven. My house is modest, it's by Bernini, and I've a feeling that the ceiling's by Cellini. Old Tetrazzini bellows Puccini in my home sweet heaven. We all sit round King Arthur's table, Freud and Cain and Abel, Barnum and Bailey, Oscar Wilde and me. And it's such fun when Julius Caesar, Proust and Saint Teresa drop in for a cup of tea. Disraeli's witty and Homer's hearty, and Joan of Arc's the type who sparks the dullest party. We crack a bottle with Aristotle in my home sweet heaven. The King of Prussia, I call him Freddy, is living by mistake with Mary Baker Eddy. And Amy Semple has built a temple in my home sweet heaven. There's Dr. Crippen, he's very chummy with Lizzie Borden and her daddy and her mummy. They split a kipper with Jack the Ripper in my home sweet heaven. After I've lunched with Keats and Shelley, Brahms and Botticelli, Martin Luther asks me out to dine. And it would really bowl you over watching Casanova try to flirt with Gertrude Stein. She's a gas, is a gas, is a gas. Delilah's dreary, but Samson's handsome, and with his good looks, Robin Hood looks fit for ransom. Jane Austen giggles, Houdini wriggles, then it's seventh heaven, eleventh heaven. I miss the love, the laughter rippling and the tippling, and Emily Bronte doing the twist with Kipling. Oh, I'm homesick for my home, sweet heaven. There's Mussolini draped in a sari, mad as a hatter, like a fatter Mata Hari. He's even ruder than Mary Tudor in my home, sweet heaven. King Charles's spaniel, a golden cocker, jumps up and knocks poor Whistler's mother off a rocker. Though Cromwell's crummy, we play Jim Rummy in my home sweet heaven. Thomas A. Becket loves absurd games, blind man's buff and word games. Boswell plays bezique for hours on end. At Horace Walpole's weekly whist drive, Handelbach and Liszt drive everybody round the bend. Lady Godiva is going steady with old King Ethelred, who's hardly ever ready. They share a chalet with Walter Raleigh and his good Queen Bessie. It's rather messy. I miss the thrill of seeing Milton on a bender with Bonnie Prince Charlie and that old pretender. Oh, I'm homesick for my home, sweet one to heaven. It's a gas, it's a gas, it's a gas. Oh, I'm homesick for my home, sweet heaven.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.